Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King at 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Tula Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. That would be the number to call. Silicon John says, weren't the Cowboys horrible in 88? Answer to that. Big Bad Bob Ramona with one of his best tweets ever. Big Bad Bob's answer to the quarterback list in Gil Brandt is that Sammy Baugh, not good for selling Papa John's pizza. Dead man Sammy Baugh, who moved down from like 3 to 12 on Gil Brandt's list, not good for selling Papa John's pizza. That's my favorite Bob tweet, I think, ever. That's absolutely tremendous. Cornbread on the Northland Communication phone lines. Cornbread, what's
how you doing, Mr. Morton?
Good, Cornbread. Thank you for getting in. What's going down in Gatorland?
Well, I haven't been down there in a while. You know that.
Yeah.
Not able to. But I had a weight lifted off my shoulders a while ago. The Anderson Pet Rescue people came out yesterday and came out today.
The cats.
And they took my cats to be fixed.
Well, how about that?
They won't be multiplying.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and I hope somebody in the Lawrence Animal Control is listening to this because they suck. Big time.
Well, it's
I can't understand that. I mean, we're out in the country. There ought to be some kind of control on this stuff. But I'm relieved I think I counted 14 or 15 of my cats and kittens are going to be fixed sometime tomorrow.
They picked up 15.
Kittens can't be fostered out or thing, but and they'll bring them back. But I'll feed them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lawrence County sucks.
They picked up 15 cats
down here.
They picked up 15 cats, Anderson. 15 cats.
In 3 days. In 3 days.
How about that?
My hat's off to this girl that called Ramona after I made my little rant a couple of weeks back. Her name is Janice Rice, and her partner's name is Dale, and she's got a French name I can't pronounce. Ain't no way, hell. I can't even speak English half the time. But my hat is off to them. Thank you, ladies. And I'll talk to you later.
All right, Cornbread, thank you. How about that, Ramona?
That's cool, isn't it?
They picked up 15 cats.
They're going to have them all fixed and return
15
them.
Cats. And it's a darn good thing because, you know, if you do a little math on that little deal,
yeah,
and there are 15 cats,
yeah,
it doesn't take long for 15 to turn into 150 and for 150 to turn into, like, you know, 1,000.
Yeah.
And for like 1,000 to turn into.
That's true. You know. It's good. That's good for Cornbread. I'm glad I can help you, Cornbread.
And seemingly just in time, too. Texter says, is Cornbread a crazy cat lady? Well,
he's trying not to be.
Yeah, trying not to be. You know, I've told this story one time on air. I have this woman who lives next to me, right? She lives in a cabin in the woods. She's like, I think you can call her a recluse safely. I don't think she favors people. She favors animals. She favors animals of all types. And this woman's like feeding raccoons and cats together at the same time on her porch. I mean, she's like,
really?
Yeah. So she lost one of her cats. And I came home one day and I found her in my garage. She was looking for her cat. I said, I don't think it's here. she's all over the neighborhood, like all times of day and night looking for her cat. I mean, like I came home like at 2 in the morning one night. She's in the bushes up at the end of the I mean, she's in the grass.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where this stuff's all overgrown. It's like 8 feet high. She's in it with a flashlight at like 2 o'clock in the morning looking for her cat.
Yeah.
But that's not even the punchline. The punchline is she's gone from house to house, right, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, looking for her cat.
Right. And she goes to this house down the end of the street and some guy answers the door. I don't know who it was, but some guy answers the door because she told me this story.
Yeah.
She herself told me the story. She said, I said to him, I can't find my cat. Have you seen my cat? Yeah. And he said, no, I haven't seen it. He said, why don't you ask the woman who lives up in the house up there? He said, she's a crazy cat lady. she said, she screamed at him, I am the crazy cat lady.
I am the crazy. Is she the one that is also the crazy gun lady?
Oh yeah, she's just waiting to shoot somebody.
Oh yeah,
she's,
you leave that part.
Oh
out,
yeah, she's yeah. She is waiting to put some lead in somebody. She is anxious at this point. Yeah, people have trespassed onto her property
really
like one too many times. Yeah, they tried to The police were out one day. Some meth head or something was out trying to break into cars or in the neighborhood. Yeah,
yeah, not good.
They did it in my driveway too. Luckily for them, the hounds of the Baskervilles weren't out because there would have been nothing left to them at all. Zero, not an empty set. But in any case, she feels she has been a victim one too many times, and
right.
the police, she believes, are slow to respond to her plan.
And
she is literally anxious to. I swear, this is what I envision. I envision her sitting in a rocking chair, like by the window, with her shotgun, and the window open, and her just waiting for the next person to come. She is absolutely serious when she says that the next one comes on her property, she is shooting. She is
drag them in.
Let me tell you something. if I forget to get the mail or something, I don't go get it at night because that puts me in proximity to the end of her driveway.
I'm
convinced now that shadows, animals, anything. I'm not messing with it. She has me convinced. She has me convinced that she's ready. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
In the land of ding-a-lings and them Southeast of Cop Bar, I'm just sitting here looking at the... I no wonder why old Bush Jones up there said, well, what was he saying? We the champion or something?
Yeah, champions of life. We're champions
champion
of life.
Champion of life. Well, you see that big T. Higgins, big 6'5 receiver running down the field for us. And the other little man, another one out of Tennessee, old Rogers. But I'm just sitting here looking at the highlights. Boy, it's looking bad for Monkey Dingle down here. Wonder if he's going to have another slogan. Never again. They're going to be never again. We can't catch these boys.
It may be.
Yeah, I was looking at that Louisiana. Boy, that running back, it came up here. And Orgeron, he's crying. He's up to 20 dang energy drinks now.
Man drinks at least 10 energy drinks
a
day.
He's up to 20 now because he sees that running back. He's going to have to try to catch him.
He may need a few more.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I mean, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. The King Dabo just rounding them up.
Oh, yes. He is getting it done. Clemson is the best recruiting staff in the country. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, like I said, they don't say nothing about old Dabo. They all talk about Myers, Urban, Stooper, and all that. Man, we done beat them teams.
That's true. It's 100% true.
Little Dabo, little real estate man down there from old Pella, Alabama, selling real estate.
Imagine that. I think about that every once in a while. Imagine that. Dabo Sweeney was selling real estate. The guy,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, the guy who's now arguably the best coach in college football was, and don't get offended, Alabama fans. That I use the word arguably. That means you can make a case for it. You understand how that works? But he was out. He was actually out of football selling real estate for a while. I always wanted to ask him. I would imagine he was a great real estate salesman. I would think so.
Oh, yeah. That's when, did you watch the little thing I asked you about to watch? They taped it in May or April because he talked about something coming at May. They ran it on Father's Day down at the Textile Southern Association. They wanted to know how he built it. It was something about how he built a football program using it. So I can business. He said, well, I was in real estate. I was doing pretty good. And see, you could see that in how he managed things. The man that was interviewing him, this was a shock. He said, the man that was interviewing must be a textile man down here in Clemson because I've never seen him before. And he said, he asked him one question. He said, what made his mind up is he talked about the guy kicking off. Dabo had to correct him. It was the guy when he made a punt. I was sitting away playing Georgia Tech, his first game. The guy made a punt, he shanked it, and he just kind of walked limpity down back to the sideline. Dabo ran out there and met him halfway and jerked him around and dropped him back to the side and then made him run back out on the field, then run back. And that man said, "You sold me right then." When I saw that, I said, "Well, this ain't Tommy Bowden, you know, talk about, what happened today, Bowden? You got beat." Well, 90 teams got beat.
That's true. That was always Tommy Bowden. Tommy Bowden, whenever he went, you know, if he lost the game, well, you know, I saw that happen to you know, X amount of other teams, and it was always that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know. Then he, well, what was that about? I had to call Nick Saban and ask him, "How'd you beat us?"
That's true,
you
too.
You know, a coach that calls another coach when they got craped up down there in that little kickoff classic. Man should have been coaching. Now, that man need to go out and sell lemonade. You know, I know Stewart's still out there trying to get a petition up.
Yeah, well, it's always interesting to me to see, like, what happens with these guys afterward. And let's be honest, no one has come looking for Tommy Bowden to coach their team. No one.
He sits on there, that little desk up there, waiting to get a job on that ACC kickoff thing they do on that little network.
Yep.
Sitting there and get his little two cents worth. That's where all them Southeastern Copers going to be. You know, you got the Butchie and the Freezy. They'll all be sitting up there. Well, who's going to pick them coaches up?
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Looper, I got to run. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Look, Urban Nirvana is an unbelievable gift. It's also a great gift to give yourself. I mean, you want a day to get out of the heat, to feel better, just to have people wait on and care for you. That's what a day at Urban Nirvana is like. You know, Daredevil just got his wife, Sarah, and her best friend gift certificates to Urban Nirvana. And Sarah called the show. She called the show the other day to talk about how incredible it was. It was like the greatest thing ever. And she even named the particular woman masseuse. It was like Tiny Tina or something, wasn't it, Ramona? Wasn't that it?
Something like Missy, I want to say. It began with an M.
All right. Mini Missy or something. It was something like that. It was alliterative in any case. But the point is that she just loved it. And you will too. There are 12 different types of massages. There's even a prenatal massage. It's a specially designed tables light to lie face down while supporting the belly, helping expectant mothers feel secure and comfortable. Prenatal massages may be performed in any trimester. We've had people call and write the show about those prenatal massages saying they're just incredible. It's Urban Nirvana. They also have the salon. There's just so many options. If you want to give a gift certificate, it can't be any easier. You go to urbannirvana.com, you print out your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. You don't have to fight traffic, crowds to give a gift. And any day is a good day to give a gift to Urban Nirvana. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Summer is here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event is going on right now through July 15th at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 rebate. See Joey Wellborn or Zach Garrison for complete details at the Pendleton Tire Company or give them a call today at 646-3694. Also, check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Did you know that there are dozens of job openings for entry-level software developers in Greenville? Even if you don't have any experience, you can be trained to be ready for one of those jobs in just 12 weeks at the Iron Yard. Visit theironyard.com/Greenville or call 864-605-3976.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich Wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC. I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The summer is hot, and July 4th this year, it's going to get really hot at Gentilette Field. After a day on the lake, why don't you bring the family and come on out and celebrate Independence Day with us. As we get ready for a great night, Gentilette Field, July 4th, right here in Seneca. This year, we've got some great beach music. Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we get started with Jim Quick and Coastline.
She'll be around, any day now.
Nobody does it like Jim Quick and Coastline. And then after that, it's the Band of Oz. Known worldwide, great shaggin' music. The Band of Oz will be live at Gentilette Field. So come on. Then after the shows, get ready for the award-winning fireworks display. The best part, it's absolutely free. Gates open at 5. Come on and enjoy Independence Day with us at Gentilette Field in Seneca.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros, as in gold status for the week. June 19th through the 25th, we're giving pros 20% off all pro-grade paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Behr and Kilz. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality, unbeatable prices. And for a limited time, gold status for pros at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
On 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The text line, Ramona, confused by cornbread. Is cornbread for real or just putting on? I think he's for real. Another text just says, well, to be fair, he didn't know how many cats he had. Animal control probably doesn't care too much for him either. That's what one texter said. No, they love him. Anderson, look, people love cornbread, though. Cornbread's like, universally, Cornbread and Looper are like beloved figures, Ramona. Listen to this. Two texts in a row. Go out and sell lemonade, laugh out loud. Can Looper take the 12 to 3 spot? I actually suggested that earlier.
You did, huh?
Yeah. And then texter says, texter 230, people like Looper is why I love Clemson, love this show, one of the funniest callers around. There you go. Looper has a following, Ramona. Cornbread and Looper have followings. You can get in. You can build your own following. Actually, the next caller has sort of a following too. It's, but none of them like him. But he doesn't care, which is the best part of all. Ed on the Northland Communication phone lines. Ed, what's going on?
Walter, Ed. I appreciate the plug. My following will now grow.
There you go.
Actually, some people like me. Of course, I'm kind of a hit and miss type guy. You remember I told you about the big field day the company had last
week. Oh yeah, yeah. Ed went from the worst job ever to like the best job ever.
That's certainly an arguable point.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention on the dramatics of field day is for 50 cents you could get a water balloon and pick one of the three big shots, and you could hurl it at them and nail them.
Really?
With no reprisals.
How about that?
And then after
that's a great thing.
And then after
I will say this, Ed.
We turned on one another and had a water balloon fight.
There you go. I will say this, Ed. That whole no reprisal thing probably has a lot to do with your attitude upon throwing it at them.
And I was sort of behind others lobbing them.
Yeah.
That way I wasn't actually spotted.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Yep. So that way I could take credit for it amongst my peers, and it probably wouldn't get back to them.
Dexter says, Ed, I ain't one of them. Take a day off from calling. but you know what, Ed? Right before that, I saw a positive one. It just wasn't as funny. This texter, 414, says, I shout out Craig. Everyone loves Ed, though. So there you go, Ed.
Thanks. But look here, I was thinking about Gil Brandt's Doo-Doo 27 list.
Oh, yeah, we're getting right back to that in a minute.
Maybe we should be allowed to line Gil Brandt up, throw water balloons at him, because I can already see he's going to have Emmett Smith, Calvin Hill, and all of these guys.
Dan Reeves, Walt Garrison.
Yeah, Walt Garrison, he'll be in there. You can count on it. Yeah. He'll probably get 2 votes because he advertised for Skoll.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, and evidently this guy's got some, bank, according to you. He's come up with some good stuff in the past, but these lists he's come up here with recently are just astonishingly bad. Now, he's getting some of the players in there, but, a Cowboy rookie being in the top 25 of all time.
27.
And that's just...
Yeah. Well, I think the warning bell starts with the fact there are 27 guys on the list.
Yeah.
It's a list of 27.
It's an odd number.
Yes.
I will admit to that.
Yeah.
So I don't know where he quite gets with that, except he started with 25 and wanted to get a couple more Cowboys. I don't know how that works, but, I'm afraid to think who these next players are going to be.
Oh, just wait.
Oh,
you're going to enjoy this.
And all the Georgia fans calling in talking about Herschel Walker. Well, why don't they call in and talk about the best Georgia player that ever went to the NFL? And that would be Fran Tarkenton.
That's true.
And I'm going to ask you a question, and I'll take it off air because I eagerly look forward to Gil Brandt's list of 27 and loading up water balloons to find out where he lives. But why in the hell did the New York Giants let Fran Tarkenton get out of there and go to Minnesota? Because they positively sucked after he left. I'll take it off air.
Thank you, Ed. I don't have a good answer for that. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe they thought he was just a scrambler. Maybe they thought he wasn't going to win at a high level. I'm not sure. I would have to look back into the circumstances of that deal, but I don't. Off the top of my head, I don't know why the Giants. The dumb deals in sports history, it's hard for a reasonable person to come up with an explanation for why they did it. Why did the Mets get rid of Nolan Ryan? I don't know. The Mets thought he was too wild. Well, he was wild. Texter 395 says, don't forget Robert Newhouse. That's from Blue Turtle. Yeah, Robert Newhouse was a tiny little compact physical runner. Was a pretty good player. Thankfully, he's not on on Gil Brandt's list. Texter 380. As much as Ed loves to hear himself talk, maybe he can replace Phil Pott.
There you go.
Yeah. Ed is right. The text line on Ed runs like about 1-to-1.
Yeah, I think so.
Which really isn't bad. In this world, 1-to-1 is actually pretty good. Because, you know, generally everybody thinks you suck. Joe Perry, number 23 on Gilbrand's list. San Francisco 49ers, MVP, NFL MVP, 8,378 rushing yards, 53 career touchdowns, and three slots ahead of Ezekiel Elliott. Joe Perry at 23. Joe Perry's too low. He should be higher. But, you know, again, this issue of everybody can't be too low. You know, there's only room for so many. Here's one of my biggest problems with this list. We just touched on this at the end of yesterday's show. Number 22 is Marcus Allen, and number 21 is Floyd Little. These two guys played almost in the same era. They were sort of one after another. Floyd Little played from 67 to 75, and Marcus Allen played from started his NFL career in 1982. I mean, you can't have Floyd Little ahead of Marcus Allen. By what measure? I don't get it. And Floyd Little was a good player. Good player. He played for the Denver Broncos in some lean years and then was there for a revival. Three Pro Bowls, first team All-Pro one time, led the league in rushing once, 6,300 career rushing yards, 43 career rushing touchdowns. Okay, now there's Marcus Allen, NFL MVP, six Pro Bowls, led league in rushing twice, 12,243 rushing yards, 144 career rushing touchdowns. So he has over three times as many rushing touchdowns, Marcus Allen, as Floyd Little. And he has twice the rushing yardage, and yet he's behind him on the list. Now, I did say earlier today that stats don't tell everything and don't tell the whole story. But in this case, they pretty much do. I'll tell you something else about Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen was the best short yardage runner I ever saw. When it was fourth and one or down near the goal line, you just could not stop him. He understood body mechanics and body lean so thoroughly and better than any runner I've ever seen. He was just impossible to stop in those situations. Impossible. Floyd Little's a good player. I'm not sure he really belongs in a top 25 all-time rushers. He wouldn't be on mine. He might be like number 50 or something, but he wouldn't be top 25. He definitely wouldn't be top 25, and he wasn't on my list. And Marcus Allen is way too low at 22 in my estimation. Again, there's just no way. It doesn't pass any common sense test. There's no way you can have Floyd Little ahead of Marcus Allen. That brings us to 20 on Gilbrand's list. Number 20, Larry Zonka. Two-time Super Bowl champ, one-time Super Bowl MVP, five Pro Bowls, first-team All-Pro three times, 8,000 career rushing yards, 64 career rushing touchdowns. Larry Zonka had a short career, but was an imposing physical force. He was the featured part of that backfield when Miami went unbeaten. The backfield that had Mercury Morris and Jim Kick in it. Morris was sort of the speed element. Kick was the versatile guy, could catch the ball out of the backfield. But Larry Zonka was a physical, imposing physical force. And Zonka had a couple years, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know he averaged over 5 yards. I'm thinking he averaged 5.4 yards per carry one year. Well, I'm going to look that up. I think he averaged 5.4 yards per carry one year, which for a physical between the tackles running back is incredible if it's true. and I'll tell you in a moment. He did. 1971, he averaged 5.4 yards per carry. I thought he did. And the following year, he averaged 5.2. Now, from that point, later in his career, the numbers went down a little. His years with the Giants were really, that was the end of his career. But in a short period of time, which I care about more than longevity and, you know, French mountain yogurt nut eating diet, which allows you to play 30 years, Zaka was a dominant force. And Zaka didn't run around you. He ran through you. Zaka used to target second and third level defenders to run over. His belief was run the defensive backs over, and he would look for them. He wouldn't try and elude them or outrun them. He would look to run them over. His belief was run them over a few times. They're not nearly as anxious to tackle you the next time. And it certainly worked for him. He was clearly the best player on dominant, best offensive player on dominant Miami offensive football teams. The key to that offensive machine. You know, if you ask me, does Larry Zonka belong ahead of Marcus Allen? I'm going to say no. I still have Marcus Allen ahead of Larry Zonka, but I would have Larry Zonka perhaps higher on this list. You know, we'll see. Again, I've already given mine. I did it a month ago. This is Gil Brandt's list, is a list that he released yesterday. We'll continue to evaluate and examine this list on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Try one of the $4 breakfast biscuit combos. Four different combos, only $4 each. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
The same family has owned and operated Carolina Fireworks for nearly 60 years. With the best prices, selection, colors, and the best explosions, Carolina Fireworks invites you to shop in air-conditioned comfort as opposed to suffering in this heat in some random parking lot. Lots of 4th of July specials for your Independence Day party and a staff to help you find exactly what you need. Find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.org. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
A small business owner asked me recently, why should I use you? My answer kind of surprised him. I'm not sure you should, because I don't know what you need yet. Turns out this business owner felt helpless and alone in trying to deal with insurance and employee benefits. Our clients know we are in their corner, fighting, and everything we do is designed to make your life easier. In fact, one client said about one of my people, I wish there was a way to nominate you for being the best employee I have ever dealt with in any industry. Are you feeling lost and alone when it comes to insurance and employee benefits? You don't need to be. Call us 467-8738 and let us know how we can help you. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Engineered Sleep wants to take some time this 4th of July to give you back your independence from your old stuffy mattress. They are offering free delivery on any and every mattress purchase made before July 14th. Let Engineered Sleep make your life a little easier by delivering, setting up, and taking away your old mattress all for free. Declare independence from that old mattress and find a mattress you can depend on at Engineered Sleep. Visit them now at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Don't miss out.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You gotta calm down. You're getting a little emotional.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Before I get back to this list, which I'm going to in 1 second, I need to mention this story. Marian Hossa, one of the stalwarts and stars for the Chicago Blackhawks, 3-time champion, one of the great players in that franchise with Kane and Taves and all those guys. A guy who's been instrumental in a lot of the Blackhawks' success. You know, basically learned the way in Pittsburgh and more importantly Detroit before he ever became a member of the Blackhawks. 525 goal scorer, member of the 500 goal club, over 1,000 points. As I said, 3 Stanley Cups. One of the greatest back checkers in hockey history. He is going to miss next season with a mysterious skin disorder. Now, when I first read this, I read the reports from his doctor and from the team, and it spoke about the condition is serious enough that he can't play hockey during his treatment and that he's going to require blood work every 2 weeks because of the strength of the medicine that he's going to be given. And I thought, what on earth are we talking about? I mean, at first I thought, well, this is sort of funny. And then I realized this isn't funny at all. I mean, it sounds funny. A guy missing time with a skin disorder. If it was Chipper Jones, that'd be funny.
Yeah, there you go.
But in the case of Marian Hossa, this guy is a war daddy. This guy has been about as tough as you can get. Not the type of guy who's going to miss hockey games for something foolish. Especially at this stage of his career, when his career is quite frankly beginning to wind down. He has a contract with Chicago that takes him into the mid-2020s, but you know, he wasn't going to play all that time. So I was curious about it, so I tried to research it a little more and see what exactly we're talking about. I have never heard of this. I have no frigging idea, but there are reports that he is allergic to the hockey equipment.
Oh, no.
And those reports say his career is over, that he will never play hockey again.
That he wouldn't be able to.
That his allergies are so bad that that's why he needs to be. Because, again, conventionally, you would think that no matter what your skin disorder is, that you could continue to do what you're doing while you receive treatment, which is the part I didn't get in these initial reports I was reading. I kept thinking, well, why can't he still play? I mean, you know, unless you're getting too hot and that worsens the condition, you know, like some sort of heat rash type of thing or something. But that's not what's being said. When I researched it further and read some additional pieces, they are saying that he is allergic to the hockey equipment. Now, there's no specifics like what we're talking about. I mean, I don't know what specifically in hockey equipment that you would be allergic to. I mean, the whole thing is still a complete mystery to me. The only thing I know is, I know this is one tough SOB. And if this guy is surrendering his career, whatever he's enduring is terrible. Terrible. Like, beyond belief terrible. Look, I've seen other guys try and fight this dude, and he just laughs at him. You know, he's a tough guy. Hockey's a tough sport. It's the toughest sport there is. I'm convinced of that. And this guy is amongst the toughest who have ever played it. So for him to be walking away, whatever this allergic skin condition he has is, it's bad. Really, really bad. Like, I'm thinking life-threatening is what I'm thinking. Because I don't think anything short of that, this guy would be playing through it. I mean, this guy's played through all sorts of issues in the past. But I didn't get the initial mysterious skin condition thing or the fact that he was already saying way in advance that he was not going to be able to play next year.
How long has he been playing?
His whole life. He's 38 years old.
In the hockey league with that equipment.
It's his 17th, 18th season.
Are you using something new or something that he cannot use?
I would think not, because then you just go back to the old. And Texter says, I guess he's allergic to nylon or cotton. I don't know.
That's terrible. I mean, that's messing with your livelihood and your career and everything else.
Well, I mean, right now, it's his life is apparently more important.
I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is he's having to quit his whole
thing
because of this.
It's not only a terrible thing, it's something I've never heard of. All the years I've done this, I've never heard anything like this. The concept of being allergic to hockey equipment, I mean, I just wish they would explain that a little more. I mean, they don't owe us any explanation.
Well,
just to be clear.
I mean, I'm curious.
Yeah, but I mean, what part of the hockey equipment? Is it something that you can't find a replacement material for?
Like, he can't wear something under, like, the body armor stuff underneath everything? I guess he'd get too hot.
I don't know, but... But he's been dealing with this condition for some period of time. And apparently, whatever it is, it has gotten so bad that I'm guessing, and this is just a guess, I'm guessing they consider it life-threatening. I mean, they're talking about he has to be tested every week or two, blood work, because the medicines they're giving him that they need to give him are so strong for this condition.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, it does not sound good. Does not sound good. Texter 270, I don't know what that text is about at all. I don't have any idea what your text is about. Let me see, what is this? Most dangerous. Didn't 95% of 100 retired NFL players just test positive for CTE? Get real, Walt. Holy blank. Pander to the idiots. Hockey's a dangerous sport, and it's the toughest sport. And, you know, go try and play it. You know, listen, don't text me again, all right? You're not smart enough to text this show. Don't text me again. Trust me, if I can avoid reading your texts, I will from now on. Because your text, the other day you did the same thing. It's like you top yourself. You're the dumbest person who texts me. Every text, you know, you can have an opinion. But you did the same thing the other day. And right now, honestly, you're easily the dumbest person texting me. You don't have a clue about sports, period. Here's what to do. Here's what to do. Sit back in your chair and I'll educate you. Don't do anything. Just listen. Don't type. Don't talk. Just listen. How about that? Jesus. Oh, good grief. Marian Hossa, 38 years old, leaving the game because he has allergies to the equipment. You know, I've seen some strange and amazing things in sport. Of all the things I expected to see in the last couple of days, this is like the last one. Like the last one. All right, let's go back to Gil Brandt's list. Number 19 is Terrell Davis. Two-time Super Bowl champ, one-time Super Bowl MVP, one-time NFL MVP, three Pro Bowls, first-team All-Pro three times, led league in rushing one season. I thought he led the league in rushing twice. Rushing touchdowns two seasons. 7,607 career rushing yards. Number 19 on Gil Brandt's list. I like Terrell Davis. He had a very short primetime career. David says, take a little Zyrtec, Hossa. You'll be okay. This is wrong. Take a couple Benadryl. Yes, Texter 230, Terrell Davis did play less than Larry Zonka. You can't have Terrell Davis ahead of Larry Zonka. You definitely can't have him ahead of Marcus Allen. I'm sorry, you just can't. There's no way you can put Terrell Davis ahead of Marcus Allen. It doesn't make any logical sense. 18 is Jerome Bettis. Jerome Bettis says, one-time Super Bowl champ, voted to six Pro Bowls, first-team All-Pro two times, 13,662 career rushing yards. You know, we forget how many rushing yards Bettis had. Bettis had great feet for a big back. Absolutely unbelievable feet for a big back. You know, you don't see guys who are 250 pounds who have the type of feet that... I'm sorry. Dexter 607, Rona, why are we worried about hockey allergies when the dreaded APHS is lurking out there? That's too funny.
That's not right either.
This is absolutely hysterical. Jerome Bettis, 18 on the list. I'm okay with Bettis. Bettis rushed for a ton of yards, obviously. 13,662. And as I said, a big back with great feet, had some longevity. I'm okay with him being in this area. 17, Thurman Thomas. One-time NFL MVP, five Pro Bowls, first-team All-Pro three times, 12,074 career rushing yards, 88 career rushing touchdowns. Enshrined in Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, when I think of Thurman Thomas, this is probably the range I have him in. I don't know where I put him on my list. We'll have to check that. We'll go back and check that maybe tomorrow. But this is about the range I think would be acceptable for Thurman Thomas. Having said that, I'm still going to say this. I'd still take Marcus Allen over Thurman Thomas. I think Marcus Allen's a better football player than Thurman Thomas, a more complete player and a better short yardage runner. I don't get Marcus Allen at 22. I don't know how Marcus Allen can be that far down your list. It just doesn't make sense to me, especially when you have Floyd Little ahead of him, which makes even less sense. Number 16, John Henry Johnson. Two-time NFL champ, four Pro Bowls, 6,803 career rushing yards, 48 career rushing touchdowns. John Henry Johnson was a beast of a runner, tremendous running back. I think he belongs on this list clearly. I don't know if I'd have him quite this high, but somewhere in this general range, maybe 20. Somewhere in that range is where I would have him. Again, you can't have John Henry Johnson ahead of Marion Motley. You just can't. Not if you really understand the history of it. Not in my mind. And that will bring us to our top 15. But before we get to the top 15, let me tell you about Elkmont and everything they have to offer. Look, we obviously just passed Father's Day, but Elkmont is an incredible destination for everyone. If you're an outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, if you haven't been to Elkmont Trading Company, I don't know what you're waiting for. Elkmont's a special place. Even the building is just sensational. Lee and his brother did a lot of the woodwork in there. It was reclaimed wood from the area. It's just an amazing place, an amazing place. And they have everything. They have all the major brands, absolutely everything. But they have more. Everyone knows Elkmont as the outdoor shop. But do you know them as the restaurant? Look, I've tried all of the sandwiches at Elkmont. They're absolutely incredible. Upscale deli sandwiches. They use boar's head meat. For example, they have a barbecue sandwich with pimento cheese that's just unbelievable. In fact, it's the only time I've really liked pimento cheese. I'm not that high on it, but on that particular barbecue sandwich, I love it. I don't know why. That sandwich, I liked every sandwich I tried. That might have been the best. It's just hard to choose. So many, all these sandwiches were just terrific. They also have 16 taps dedicated to local craft beers. The beer choices are unbelievable. They also do growler fills, so folks can take home their favorite craft beers right from the tap. Just absolutely unbelievable. Also, know this, in terms of apparel, they have an incredible selection of Chaco sandals for men, women, and kids. They have Birkenstock sandals for those wanting the comfort of all cork footbed. Birkenstocks are back. From Milan to Paris to Clemson, Birkenstocks have been rediscovered by a new generation. Elkmont has all the hottest styles. Elkmont's also home to the custom Yeti cup. Why buy some boring stainless insulated cup when you can design your own or pick up one of Elkmont's Tigertown theme cups? Primo grills, absolutely unbelievable. It's all at Elkmont Trading Company. And don't forget the Orion coolers. Go see them today. You will thank me later. I'm late. Walt up to the road rage. I'll be back.
055 The Roar.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Greenlee, founder of Smooth. I've partnered with four NFL players to give back in a major way. My son, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Jenkins, Shaq Lawson, and Deshaun Williams.